This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.talk's Daily Insight for January the 27th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. It says there, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." End of quote. Do not fear or fear not is the most repeated command in the Bible. God directly said this in the Old Testament many times, and also through his prophets, and Jesus repeated it many times in the New Testament. Lloyd Ogilvie in his book says there is 366 fear not in the Bible, one for every single day and even for the leap year. One of the common fear that haunts people is the fear of failure in life. Young people face the fear of failure in their schools, colleges, career. Married people fear they may fail in their family life. The aged people fear that they may not have anybody when they face real needs like loss of health, memory issues, etc. Salvador Dali, whose artworks and paintings are world famous, was bold enough to make that famous statement, "Have no fear of perfection, you will never achieve it." I live in the United States of America, and quarterly and annual reviews, many employees are faced with the fear and anxiety because of the fear that they may have missed or made an error somewhere. Unfortunately, failure or error seems unacceptable in the corporate United States culture. This is one of the reasons for the high stress level in the U.S. workplaces. They seem to forget or blind to the fact that we are only human, and the culture elevates perfectness to such a high standard and wants to see perfectness in all we do. Fear of failure impacts all people: strong, weak, educate, illiterate, brilliant, and average. Beloved, we can get comforted because the God of the Bible acknowledged the fact of failure in our lives. Bible says in this truth in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 20, it says, "Surely there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins." End of quote. In other words, there is not a single person who lives on this earth, does good all the time and never sins. You won't see such a person, period. The only exception is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We all are prone to fail in one way or another, don't we? You see, you look at the past. Didn't you fail many times in the past? We all did, in one fashion or another. So the truth is, we will fail again in our lives. First, keep this truth in the heart. This truth that we all would fail necessitates the need for grace, forgiveness, compassion in our lives. Typically, it is hard to see such grace and forgiveness in this world, especially when we fail. People are quick to point fingers. Culture constantly look to blame someone else. However, God specializes in grace and offers it sufficiently and abundantly amid your failures, so that you can clean the slates of past failures and move on with your lives. We need God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness. He is not in short supply for grace, mercy, and forgiveness if we call upon him. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 says, "Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus." End of quote. Do not be fearful. God understands your frame and failures. Even if no one else understands, he has a beautiful pre-plan to refashion you. Thereby, you can be strong through the grace of God given us in Jesus Christ. In today's Bible verse, the Lord God says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." End of quote. It is when we hit the bottom, you see the divine opportunities emerge to make you fly on high grounds again. Listen, when you hit the bottom, the divine opportunities emerge to make you fly high again. God's amazing grace available in the person of Jesus Christ is the key, is the doorway to fly high. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know my failure is not a surprise to you. You knew all about it. You knew that I would fail. and you knew, when I fail, you have grace in store for me. I love the love of God and the grace of God available in Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died for my sins and shortcomings and rose again victoriously. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Lord, please forgive me in your grace and rebuild my life according to your design now. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.